Kimi Tzion Teitzei Torah Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Freiberg from Beit Shemesh, and today we'll be learning about the Yom Tov Mosaf Shemona Esrei. The Mosaf on Yom Tov, just like on Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh, corresponds to the additional sacrifice that we brought on those days. For all Mosaf prayers, with the exception of Rosh Hashanah, which we're not going to discuss now, we follow the same format for the Amidah, which is followed for all other Shabbat and Yom Tov Amidah prayers. We have the first three brachot and the last three brachot, which are consistent with all Amidahs that we say throughout the year, no matter what day it is. And then the middle bracha is called Kedushat Hayom, sanctification of the day, and that deals with the specific day we are commemorating. Because we're talking about the Mosaf Tefillah, in that central bracha, we focus on the sacrifices that were brought on that specific holiday. In the Mosaf Yom Tov Shemona Esrei, during that central bracha, we also mention our special role in being chosen by Hashem, who lovingly gave us these holidays for simcha, or rejoicing. We then turn to the central theme of exile, which is what always sticks out most to me, because I think it's written so poetically and evocatively. This is how Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik sort of captures this idea. He says in Rayonot Al HaTzvila, "In Tfilat Musaf, the soul pours itself out over the exile of Israel from its land and beseeches God for a speedy redemption. Mute sorrow is poured over the frame of the prayer, Umipnei Chataeinu, and because of our sins." So in this section, we lament how we cannot offer a real Musaf sacrifice or approach Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash because of our sins and the destruction that Hashem sent as a result of them. We continue with pleading with Hashem to restore the former glory of Yerushalayim and the Temple. In his Koran Siddur, Rabbi Sachs explained that there are two reasons why we emphasize the concept of galut, of exile, during the Yom Tov Mosaf. The first one, I think, is a little obvious. These holidays are Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, the Shalosh Regalim, the three pilgrimage holidays, when the whole nation gathered in Yerushalayim to commemorate the Chag, together in the Beis HaMikdash. So on these 3 days, we feel the absence of our temple specifically because we know that's where we're really supposed to be. The second reason he suggests is that the festivals each commemorate historical events in which Hashem's role in history is clear and obvious. Exile, however, does the opposite, as Rabbi Sachs says. Not only is exile physical and geographical dispersion, it is also metaphysical. The hiding of the face of God is mentioned in Devarim 31. The prayers for forgiveness, return to the land, and rebuilding of the temple, and the reappearance of God in history are thus intimately connected and are most intensely felt on these days when we recall God's deliverances and saving acts in Israel's past. While we acknowledge our role in causing Galut, we conclude this section praying for its end. This specific wording, which we daven for the end of Galut, is so evocative for me. Here are some of the words from the Tefillah. V'karv pizirenu mi bein hagoyim, unefutso tenu kanes mi yarkitei aretz, v'havienu l'tzion yurecha berina, v'liushalayim beis mikdashcha besimchat olam. Bring back our scattered ones from among the nations, and gather our dispersed people from the ends of the earth. Lead us to Tzion, your city, in jubilation, and to Yerushalayim, home of your temple, with everlasting joy. With this beautiful line, which we often put to music, I often find myself needing to pause. This line references the promises Hashem made to us in Devarim chapter 30. Then the Lord your God will bring back your exiles, and he will have mercy upon you. He will once again gather you from all the nations where the Lord your God has dispersed you. Even if your exiles are at the end of the heavens, the Lord your God will gather you from there and he will take you from there. And the Lord your God will bring you to the land which your forefathers possessed, and you too will take possession of it, and he will do good to you, and he will make you more numerous than your forefathers. We're still davening for Geula, redemption, but here we are, 75 years into the modern state of Israel. I'm a new Ola. We just arrived in Israel this past summer, and I've always reveled at the miracle of Kibbutz Galuyot, the ingathering of exiles that's taking place in our generation. But it really hit me for real this past Chanukah when I was at my youngest son's first in-school event at his local gun here in Beit Shemesh. We were sitting in a crowded circle together, 25 kids with their parents, Ashkenazi, my son has like white blonde hair and super pale skin, next to kids who are Moroccan, Ethiopian, and Taimani. In the room, we had new Olim and fourth generation Israelis all gathered together singing the same songs, celebrating a holiday of Jewish redemption. Geula isn't yet complete, and we still don't have our Beis HaMikdash or the ability to serve Hashem the way we're meant to. But living in our time and watching Hashem's promises come to life takes my breath away. It's something my great-grandparents could never have imagined. As we daven Mosaf this Shavuot, I hope you'll approach it with gratitude to Hashem for how far we've come, which will also give each of us renewed emunah, faith, that if that promise is coming to fruition, so too will the rest, and that very soon we will all be together in the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, celebrating our Chagim together as one united nation. Chag Sameach, and thank you for learning together.